Good morning, Power Hour Nation. I am your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the often imitated, never duplicated Power Hour radio show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are our two websites, so check those out. We got a great broadcast in Portland. It's been a couple days, so it's good to be with you. Thank you for spending your time. Uncle Kevin's riding shotgun. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning. Another great day in America.
Absolutely is, and now you can...
And especially, it's even greater. We're down here in Florida.
There's nothing wrong with Florida, is there?
No.
We got a little family get-together here and having some people and what have you, so... That's pretty exciting. So we'll deal with all that also. And Daniel Estlund's going to be here. A lot of questions and comments about the webinar he did, and rightly so. Honestly, it's very provocative, very maddening in some ways. I don't know. So we're going to ask him about it and get to the bottom of some of the things. If 2 years ago he would have said what he said, and he did, even I kind of poo-pooed what he was saying a little bit.
Yeah, I'd say that's BS.
And then he said 2020.
Yeah, he did.
He kept saying 2020.
He did.
2020 civil war, Daniel.
Absolutely.
Is that what you're saying? 2020 civil unrest. Is that what you're saying, Daniel?
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I'm saying in his Russian accent. And here we are. So we'll do news and then Daniel Estlund, so stay tuned. Hertz, first story, Hertz. The stock market went down 1,800 points yesterday. And it was on the concern that coronavirus numbers are going up or what have you. Of course they're going up.
Because they're testing more. And they got those tainted testers.
I don't know whether to trust anything. Anyway, the real important part of this Hertz story with the stock market. Hertz filed for bankruptcy. Now, normally when a publicly traded company files for bankruptcy, what happens to the stock?
Goes right down the tubes.
Goes down to near zero,
yeah.
Usually, or, not very much. Right. A fraction of what it used
fraction
to be.
Fraction of what it was.
No, not Hertz. Hertz filed for bankruptcy, and their stock doubled, or almost doubled.
That's pretty wild.
Does that make any sense to you?
Not a lick.
What kind of world are we living in?
Upside down.
That tells us.
Charlton Heston in Planet of the Apes. Everything's upside down.
Except the Statue of Liberty's not covered by sand yet.
That's right.
This is a very important story to show an indicative of what's going on in these quote unquote stock markets or open markets or what have you. They're none of those things. They're not public. They're not open. They're not forthright. They're not true markets.
They're manipulated.
Crypto Jay sent me an article. We tried to have him on. He's traveling also, and so it's hard to – I apologize. We're going to try to get him on as soon as he gets a place he lands that we can have him on. He sent me an article. It was from Bloomberg, but it was Bloomberg Australia, and I don't know if they had it in America, and I kind of wonder why, and I kind of see why. In the article, it surveyed money managers and corporate, money like Fidelity or what have you. It said that one-third of all the people polled had cryptocurrency holdings. Why is this significant? It's very significant because no longer you're starting to see this and you're going to see this. I am convinced of it. No longer is cryptocurrency going to be fringe. From here on out, you're going to see cryptocurrency becoming more and more and more mainstream and more part of consciousness and more part of Wall Street and more part of all of the above.
Yeah.
I know you got some thoughts on this.
Jamie Dimon, was it, a year ago, 2 years ago, came out and he trashed cryptocurrencies. And then the day later, or 2 days later, he went out and bought the most cryptocurrencies of anybody at any time.
JP Morgan through the back door was buying Bitcoin as fast as they could.
As fast as they could, yeah. So
Coinbase lost. I shouldn't say lost. That's the wrong word. Coinbase, they did lose 200-something million worth of Bitcoin in their holdings. Coinbase is the biggest holder of, it's a wallet in America of cryptocurrencies. They didn't lose per se. What I'm saying is it was taking out. So it was lost in their holdings. Where did it go? It went to Wall Street's backed program, the BAKKT program, where they need to hold it to back the purchases on Wall Street. 200 million
Cryptos.
And cryptos just went out of Coinbase and just went back into Wall Street.
Like a security.
Yeah. Security for Wall Street. This is big news. This is not trading advice. This is big news. This is really big news. There's a big sea change coming on. Of course, cancel culture. We'll talk about several stories about this. Was it Paw Patrol? Somebody's trying to push to get rid of Paw Patrol because one of the dogs is a policeman.
I know. These people are insane. Well, they got a plan, so it ain't gonna work.
NASCAR, if you know anything about NASCAR, National Association of Stock Car Auto Racing, centered in the South, surely that's where it started, Daytona Beach. They used to literally race on the beach. In the 50s, the Daytona 500, it wasn't 500, but
yeah,
the Daytona race was on the beach, literally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a homegrown, organic, Southern property event.
Yeah.
Of course, it's grown throughout America, trying to grow throughout the world, but they just agreed or just made the decision that they're going to prohibit all Confederate flags from coming to the races. And, you know, you'd see a lot of Confederate flags at these NASCAR races. It's a very, very Southern thing, very redneck Southern kind of thing to do. So you see Confederate flags. They've banned all Confederate flags now.
I'll bet you their attendance goes way down, too.
We shall see.
Yeah, we'll see.
This is, no matter what you think about the Confederate flag, put this with the story. Do you remember the story we talked about the soccer match? I think it was in Utah at the MLS soccer game where somebody brought an American flag, a 13-star American flag. Remember that story? Mm-hmm. And the soccer stadium,
yeah,
made him take it down or leave.
Yeah.
So when you talk about flags and different things, you know, if somebody wants to bring a flag, it's not a – you know, a here's the same thing I'll say. I've said this a million times about the Confederate flag. An awful lot of Americans have died for that flag.
Right.
It's very disrespectful in a lot of, to some people.
Yeah.
And to say that you can't do it, if some other people say, well, it offends me, then bring an American flag or bring some other flag or what have you, you know, but to say that you can't show it publicly. A lot of Americans died for that flag.
They sure did.
I don't know. It's not an issue that's going to go away. Let's get to some straight news stories and just read through them. And if anybody wants to call in, has any comments, 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. If, after the break, Richard said something about, I thought about what Richard said the past few days on his phone call. It was a great phone call. And I'm going to have a comment on the other side of the break. So if anybody wants to call and hear your opinion, would love to hear it. The over 95% of UK COVID-19 deaths had pre-existing conditions. This is kind of what we've kind of suspected, we've been saying. Now statistics are proving out yet once again that yes, that's exactly what our intuition was saying. That's exactly what happened.
And if they have COVID, they get $15,000. If they go on a ventilator, they get $52,000. $52,000 for each patient, and you have hundreds or a thousand patients. That's a lot of money just for writing down COVID or putting somebody on a ventilator. A lot of money.
So simply put, this article, out of the 27,000 deaths of COVID-19 in English hospitals, this is in England, only 1,300 had no pre-existing conditions. That's less than 5%. And that mirrors almost exactly Italy and other countries. So
yeah,
this is definitely what's been going on. And it also say the Italian figures, 80% of the fatalities, or the so-called fatalities, 80% had two comorbidities. A comorbidity would be like heart disease and cancer, or high blood pressure and diabetes, or, you know, any combination of, or what have you, any of those.
Plus they're old.
Liver failure, emphysema, AIDS, all forms of cancer, what have you.
Plus they're a very old country. The people are old in that country, born in other countries.
Appeal to remove, quote, racist statues gathers momentum in Norway. Among other places. So now Norway, they have supposedly you know, racist statues in Norway, Prime Minister Winston Churchill, Danish-Norwegian writer, philosopher Ludwig Holberg, can't even say his name. According to the initiators, Churchill was a racist and a white supremacist.
How do they know?
I don't know. He probably said something, you know, probably not normal.
Yeah, that was like 40 years ago, 60 40, years ago.
80
years ago, yeah. World War II, gosh.
Churchill, Washington statues, meaning George Washington. Churchill and George Washington statues and Cenotaph War Memorial boarded up in London. Black Lives Matter's canceled demonstration to avoid clashes with counter-protesters who vowed to defend monuments.
Oh, excellent.
The statue of Winston Churchill, as well as the war memorial in central London, have been boarded up, quote, for their own protection, even though Black Lives Matter have canceled the demonstration. So they canceled the demonstration, which is good. The London mayor, Sadiq Khan, you know, the Muslim mayor.
Of
London.
Yeah.
He also suggested that it is, quote, extreme far-right groups who advocate hatred and division that would cause violence despite the fact that for the – so the problem is not, you know, cancel culture, BLM
right.
Demonstrators. It's the right-wing conservative people.
Right.
The boarding went up around Churchill statues and other monuments last night. Churchill is now completely obscured. George Washington also in Trafalgar Square. Merriam-Webster agrees to change the definition of racism after a woman complains. Remarkably, this is not satire. The dictionary defines racism, or did, as, quote, a belief that race is the primary determinant of human traits and capacities and that racial differences produce an inherent superiority of a particular race. All right, let me ask you a question, Kev. So then Margaret Sanger,
that bastion of womanhood.
Yeah, who is the founder, I can't remember what the pre-Planned Parenthood, they call it something else before Planned. She's the founder of it. Mm-hmm. So when her writings, when she said black people are weeds.
And needed to be destroyed.
It needed to be destroyed. Would that be a racist statement?
I think it might be.
Would that be racist?
Might not qualify in that.
In their new definition?
But yeah. It qualifies.
Okay, and Planned Parenthood is the, is supposedly the social, one of the social justice organizations. Remember last time we were on?
Yeah.
The four leading, you Google, Google, here's an exercise for you, ladies and gentlemen. Google definition of social justice and see what comes up. And one of the organizations, one of the top ones is NOW and Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
Just so you know. I basically told them they need to include that there is systematic oppression on people. It's not just I don't like someone. It is a system of oppression for a certain group of people. That's what this Kennedy Mitchum wrote into to Merriam-Webster Dictionary. All right. Are black people systematically
killed by cops? No.
No.
Absolutely not. I think 200. We have 250 million people in America.
330.
Oh, 330.
What decade are you in?
A time warp. It's Monday.
It's Friday, actually. It's Friday.
We're down here having too much fun. That's what it is.
We're lucky to get them off the beach, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly.
Anyway, so we have 330 million people.
330. I think, what was it, 17 died, 17 blacks died in
unarmed, 17 unarmed blacks, something like that.
Something like that.
The number differs a little bit, but basically 17 unarmed blacks died in the hand of a cop.
Right, in police custody.
In police custody.
So what does that mean? I mean, the percentage of that is like
It's worse than
one.
It's worse than coronavirus.
Yeah. So the answer on that one would be a definite no.
Is there a bias in the black community's police presence and pestering?
I don't know. I'm not there.
I would say yes.
I would have to say yes.
I would say yes.
Especially in the drug filled cities and stuff like that.
Well, that's the age old question. Then you're called a racist if you say that. If you say the black communities have more drugs. Well, I like to say this. Well, the black communities have had more drugs pumped into them.
Yeah, by the CIA. And the
What's the movie To Kill the Messenger? Yeah. Or Kill the, was it Kill the Messenger or To Kill the Messenger? The movie by Gary Webb. Fantastic movie.
Highly recommended. How they he gets a, he gets a, the, the a reporter of the year, and then everything turns on him. And
yeah, once the government
once gets the involved. Government gets involved, and boy, they turn on him. Whew! But an excellent, excellent movie, highly rated.
Here's Webster's Dictionary's response. While our focus will always be on faithfully reflecting the real-world usage of a word, not on promoting any particular viewpoint, we have concluded that omitting any mention of the systemic aspects of racism promotes a certain viewpoint in itself. Okay, can you... Systemic racism, that's a pretty strong word.
I don't say
that's
it,
a pretty strong word. You know. The term racism, just so you know, is said to have originated with communist Leon Trotsky in 1933. That's where people think the term came from. So they dividing, putting one race against another, so you got to have the term racism. So Leon Trotsky uses the word racism. See how you're oppressed. It's a systematic oppression. You must raise up against your oppressors.
Yeah, and for him thinking that thought, Lenin killed him.
But it was only popular.
Putted it down in Mexico, I think he got it.
But it was only popularized rather recently by Trotsky's bedfellows in the United States media. This is a pretty funny article. The New York Times Chronicle, which mapped out what percentage of now this is pretty. The New York Times chronicled, and they actually mapped out how the word racism has been used in media, okay, in print. They mapped it out.
All right.
And they mapped out what percentage of Times articles from the New York Times include specific words over the years. Show they didn't even start pushing the term. Basically, the term wasn't even being used until the mid-60s. And I don't want to not naive or biased or cynical about this, but I think there was some racism going on before the 60s in America.
Big time.
I think there was a lot of racism going on before 1960.
Yes, absolutely.
Racism is an interesting word and it has no set definition. Yeah, that's what we're finding. It does have to.
I mean
whatever they want. You're racist.
Anytime.
You're racist.
Yep.
Isn't that the perfect word for doublespeak, for mind control on people? Anyway, let's go to the next article here. Webster changes the definition of violence to include white silence. And throws this is what the article says. This is going to be what the
what
next.
What in the world is that supposed to mean? White silence.
Well, I thought we were
going to. I'm silent when I'm asleep.
Meanwhile, New York Times. Here, let me. Let me
fill it.
I was trying to get off this article because there's a lot of things we got to talk about. Sorry, but let me hear. Right. Meanwhile, New York Times writer Nicole Hannah Jones, who is also given a Pulitzer Prize.
I should get one.
Before Nicole Hannah Jones, after this, anyway, said recently that the violent destruction of property by rioters is not violence.
That's what they were saying.
Because property can be replaced. That's her logic.
That's what CNN, they had a guy saying that the protesters are mostly peaceful. And then there's like three buildings burning right behind this.
Remember the founders, this is very important so you understand this ethic and this idea. The founders believe private property to be sacred.
Yeah,
why?
Absolutely.
Why? Why was property sacred? Because when we were placed here, on earth, whatever, right, our creator placed us here, assuming, start from the beginning, there's nothing here except woods, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Private property, land, trees, have zero value to humanity until people put their God-given talents into
it. Sweat and blood.
Sweat and blood and furrow the land and plant and pick the trees and get the weeds out. People say, oh, nature by itself is beautiful. You ever been to a jungle or seen an overgrown jungle or something like that? It's not beautiful at all.
No.
What's beautiful is like the gardens at Versailles.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's because somebody sits there meticulously with a little pair of scissors and trims the bushes.
Trims everything.
Anyway.
And people all around the world for 200 years came to America so they could own private property, because all around the world you couldn't own property because...
Not free and clear. There always something attached to it.
Yeah. At the whim, they could take it away from you.
Private property is sacred, and it's a part of your endowment by God. Mm-hmm. So for this lady to say that, again, social justice, you got to get rid of all these ethics. You got it, social justice, the definition, I've read it several times, the equal distribution of wealth. How in the world are you going to have equal distribution of opportunities? How's that? I don't even give my own children the same opportunities.
No.
It's stupid.
Stupid. She's stupid.
She's a Pulitzer Prize winner. HBO removes, you probably heard this by now, HBO removes Gone with the Wind from their platform. You know, you go in their, you know, their pay thing and insert and then play Gone with the Wind on demand anytime. They got rid of it.
It's not also anymore.
It's also the first black woman to ever win an Oscar, Hattie McDaniel. So it also
got
rid of that.
That's right.
So let's get rid of Gone with the Wind, one of the greatest movies ever.
Of all time. Top five in my.
And if you want to understand what, if you want to understand why people still have a Confederate flag, you want to understand that? Go watch Gone with the Wind.
Yeah, go watch it.
Go watch Gone with the Wind. And then you'll maybe think people don't want to give away. There's much more to this than the questions that are being put towards you.
Northern aggression and carpetbaggers make you mad.
Yeah, I mean, here's another story. Believe me, I'm not advocating for the KKK, but no, you want to know how the KKK started? Do you know the story?
Yeah, it was the Democrats, I think.
No. Well, part of the Democrats. But the reason the KKK started?
Stop the carpetbaggers. Yes,
that's right.
Because the carpetbaggers were people came down north and they bought up land.
No. You're missing the key part of the story.
Okay.
They went in there, the north, used their influence. The south was devastated.
Decimated.
Absolutely. Decimated.
Yeah.
I mean, this idea. How did we get here? I have no idea. Mm-hmm. This idea, you know, people. When you say, well, the South, I can remember being a child in the South, growing up in the South. The South will rise again. Keep your Confederate money. Those damn Yankees.
Oh, boy.
That was 100 years. They hated them 100 years on.
Well, it's just like the Japanese hating the Chinese.
That's right.
They hate them with a passing.
Hate them. Don't give me this Lily White North and Abraham Lincoln.
No.
Don't give me this crap. I live in the South. I know what happened.
The North came down and savaged
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Power Hour.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage, I love to eat. Yum!
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Michael Jackson. Well, there's a sad story. Once you look into it, really research a story, I know people have emailed about, why do you have a pedophile here on his music playing? Well, one thing, if I start limiting rock and roll music and who...
everybody got
to
go.
Who's a derelict or nothing.
A drug addict
or something. Wife. I would get rid of everybody. I mean, I'm not condoning it. That's not. But his story is, when you really look into it, it's more, to me... There's more sympathy for me than angst against him. And plus his talent is just so non-parallel. It's just unbelievable. And that beat is just cool. So that's why, ladies and gentlemen, if you really, you know, listen to what LaToya said and some of the other research and what was going on, and he's a little boy and at the Ed Sullivan show and the things that went on, it's a tragic, sympathetic
life.
I mean, it really is. And through it all, his talent was just so
monumental.
I mean, just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unfathomable, his level of talent. I mean, there's a few artists like that.
And only guy who came close was Prince.
Different. Prince could play every instrument.
Boy, he was one talent in Prince.
You talk about music. Prince is, in pop music, is like the Beethoven of our time. Popular music.
And both of them were a shame.
Thepowermall.com. That's where you get all the great products. We really appreciate your support. And we would not be here without your purchases, your donations, your prayers. And I know, and I've known this for a while, and, you know, the weight of it varies and it's hard sometimes and what have you, especially with a family. I know how important this show has been for a lot of reasons, and it still is. And this independent idea, and to be part of it and to be sitting in this chair, and the honor that Joyce bestowed upon me, it is overwhelming sometimes. Not so much anymore, but it's humbling. It's always humbling. I don't take it for granted, and I'm here because of you. And so we're not going to quit. You don't quit. We're not going to quit as long as we can, as long as, you know, the radio thing. We've had some issues with the Rents Radio Network or what have you. we'll maybe get into that or not get into that. I don't know. But if you're interested in calling in, certainly go ahead. Thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Richard's comment last week about the Bill of Rights and how the Bill of Rights aren't mattering because of the status. Very good call that Richard got. I can't remember what the day of, was it Monday? I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I think it was Monday. Very good call if you want to listen to the first hour I think it bled a little into the second hour when Anthony Nichols was on. That was a great interview, too. We're going to have that up on YouTube. You can also join from nothing. We've put our YouTube channel has now gotten some a little bit of traction. So you can see videos. We'll put this video up. You can see
join.
Uncle Kevin. Yes, join. Subscribe. Please subscribe.
Subscribe.
It's an easy way for us to contact with you, make contact with you. Todd asked me the question during the break. He said, what do you think is going to happen? Is this a sea change in America? Is America going to change? And this goes with kind of what I'll answer kind of what Richard's made me think all week. All week I thought about Richard's call. I really like when Richard calls. All week he's made me think.
Yeah, it was absolutely right.
Most of it.
Most of it.
I agree with 90% of it. I'm going to talk about the part I don't agree. Todd asked me, is this a sea change in America? Is the beginning of, and I'll say the same thing I've said for quite a long time. And I've said this over and over and over and over again. There is an inevitable clash, monumental level clash of ideologies going on in this country. It's inevitable that it is going to break into some sort of friction. To what level? It's hard to predict. But it is an inevitable clash.
I agree.
You have young people, they don't care about guns.
They don't care about them.
You know, I told Todd, you make even a harmless racial joke. And people say, oh, there is no such thing. Yes, there is. Come on. Can we have a little fun? Every race, every nationality has got some, you know, how many Polack jokes did we tell when we were young?
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden that's, you know, you can't tell a Polack joke anymore. It's like my grandfather used to tell me, we used to make fun of everybody, and then he'd say, the Mix, the Wops, the Guineas, the Blacks, the Crackers, everybody.
Everybody.
It wasn't a big deal.
That's what human beings do.
It wasn't a big deal. Every race nationality has idiosyncrasies.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I saying all this? There is an ideological clash, and it goes into how I'm going to answer Richard. Richard said, the Bill of Rights doesn't matter. The Bill of Rights absolutely matters if we say it matters.
Right. I agree.
It's really that simple. If we say it matters, it matters. Let me give you an example that is, I think even Richard will agree with this. I think Richard basically agrees. I think, you know, how do we get to this point? We need people to understand the level of, you know, hidden trickery that's been going on with us. But when the governor of Virginia and the body there, the democratically controlled body, a legislature in Virginia was pushing gun control. Who stopped it?
The people.
The people did. Specifically, really who stopped it? The people with the sheriffs.
Right.
The sheriff stood up. What was their ground to stand on?
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
Their ground to stand up was the Bill of Rights.
It's still the supreme law of the land.
Right.
It's still, even though they pushed it aside and went over into this corporate in 1871,
it's still there.
All we have to do is grab it and claim it.
Right. It means something. We say it means something.
Right.
Well, in Virginia, they said it means something. And what did it do? It stopped it all. So what stopped it? It wasn't an ideological argument per se. It was the Bill of Rights is the law. So it was a totally different, we weren't arguing the point about guns anymore. We were arguing, is the Bill of Rights the law or isn't it? You see what I'm saying? How important that is? That's where our power is. That's where we're undefeatable. We're undefeatable in this country, at least right now, the landscape.
Right.
And it doesn't matter how much trickery. If we say it means something, and you have a sheriff that is willing to interpose when unconstitutional things.
And people behind them that back them up.
That's it.
You can't lose.
You can't lose.
Yeah.
So does it mean something? Absolutely it means something. It means everything. It means darn near everything in this life right now, in America right now. I mean, outside of your belief in God and what have you, and even then, it's still protecting all those things. It means everything. The Bill of Smedley Butler, at one time, was the most decorated soldier in American history.
Yeah.
He said, and if you know his history about how they tried to trick him and take over America and make a coup, and he was just going out foreign countries, and he realized he was basically, you know, like KBR, like Kellogg, like Brown and Root, Kellogg Brown and Root. In the Middle East and Halliburton, that basically they're just fighting for these corporations. He realized this 100 years ago.
He said
there's only two things worth fighting for. Defense of your home, which includes your actual home, America, your soil, family, and the Bill of Rights.
Yeah.
The Bill of Rights is worth more than your life is on this earth, in this life. is worth more than your life. It's worth more than my life, Uncle Kevin's life. Everybody who is listening to this, it is worth more than all our lives put together. So to live for it, to be willing to put it out there and to push for it, there are few things that you could do and have more value than that right now. So how did Virginia stop the gun control push? A sheriff who stood on his authority of the Bill of Rights. And what happened? What did the legislature do? What did the government do? What did the federal government do? What did the governor do? They stood down.
Backed off.
They backed off.
Because they were on the losing side.
Because it's undefeatable.
Right.
It is undefeatable right now. Undefeatable. And that is where we have to push our energies. So Todd asks, is this the beginning of a change? Of course it is.
Yeah.
This is going to be the awakening of certain parts of America, and this is going to be the degradation and the foolishness and the tomfoolery of another part.
And the decline of others.
And so who's going to win? What's the one word I've said that's going to win 100 times?
Conviction.
I'm surprised you got this. Very good. Star for you. I'm going to write a star here for Uncle Kevin.
I got three. Three. Put down two more. You forgot.
For the year?
Yes, for the year.
For the past
he's kind of jipped me there. He didn't write down three
for the year. Three for the year for Uncle Kevin.
Thank you. And in the 19th century, how many people died because of governments?
In the 20th century?
The 20th century.
260 million or
and
so.
And who said that?
That's the University of Hawaii.
That's right. That bastion of liberals.
Yeah.
And what's it called?
Democide.
Governments. Governments killed 260 million people.
It's a lot of people, ladies and gentlemen.
In the 20th century.
That's just what they admitted.
That's right.
That's like the third leading cause of death is doctor. That's right. Just what they admit.
Yeah, and that's closely pushing number one. It's probably number one, but they won't want to.
BLM coalition demanding abolition of police previously received a $33 million donation from Open Society.
Soros again,
George Soros.
My buddy.
Amazon halts use of racist face. And here's a good thing. Amazon halts use of racist facial recognition software by police. So facial recognition stopping by Amazon. The question that begs to be asked is, what is Amazon doing with control over police software? That's another question entirely.
I think they've had that 20 years or so. Long time.
That's another question entirely. Yeah. Facial recognition says systems are becoming more and more mainstream, accepted by increasing number of average Joes around the world. The problem is, as we detailed previously in the article from Zero Hedge, for some segments of society is wildly inaccurate. You believe, how many people have been arrested falsely or harassed to no end falsely? Jordan's big idea, enact FISA reform to fix a system-wide problem. So Jim Jordan was asked, if you could wave a magic wand, what's the major thing that you'd want to tackle? The FISA reform. Now, let's see if in the article if I can get to it. His solution here. Okay, if I was going to tell you give a brief description of what the FISA court is.
It's an illegal court.
Well, commentary. Just what is it right now?
If they have supposedly probable cause to listen in on a foreign actor, and especially if they're talking to America, they're not supposed to unmask the American person, but they can unmask the foreign person.
Unless they find there's a crime, then they can.
Unless they find there's a crime, then they can unmask both of them. So that's basically what the thing is. And they have to go to court. They have to have probable cause. They have to have the DOJ sign off on it. Then they have to have a judge okay it, and then they're able to listen to them. But I don't believe they do it that way at all.
Well, we've seen that. We know they don't do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Jim Jordan wants a solution. One of the solutions is, especially a political person, there has to be a advocate who's sitting there who oversees all applications.
Absolutely. Because there's no advocate there saying, show me the probable cause that you want to have a warrant for this, listen to this thing.
I'm going to go in the opposite direction. The solution is the Fourth Amendment.
Right.
The solution is this is illegal, like you said to begin with. This is illegal. This is against the law. We're going to get rid of it.
I'm for that 100%.
That's it.
Because no matter if it's there, it's going to be abused. Might not be abused for the next 10 years or 20 years.
Well, it's being abused right now.
Right, yeah. But I'm saying if they fix it, if he fixes it.
That's a bad system. You don't fix a bad system.
Yes,
to get
exactly.
rid of it.
I agree.
Nancy Pelosi, your friend.
I used to date her.
Is that pre or post Tammy Faye Baker makeup? You know, her Tammy Faye level makeup she puts on now. Pelosi wants 11 statues taken down at Capitol. You got to tell people you're kidding.
We're going to get
emails saying, he really did? Oh, my gosh. Pelosi wants 11 statues taken down at the Capitol.
I hear every morning they have to get those, you know, those electrical things, put them on her chest and
bring her back. I thought she came out of a coffin.
Yeah, that too.
Whatever. We got a caller. Who's the caller, Todd? Bob? Bob in Kansas. Bob in Kansas, you're on the line. What's on your mind, sir?
Oh, a couple of things. You know, a statue I'd like taken down is Albert Pike in Washington. He was
a very evil man.
He was very evil, and he was a Confederate. But he was evil, and period. And he wasn't Christian. Anyway, I just wanted to leave you with a little thought today.
All right, let's hear it. I like your thoughts. I'm going to sit back here.
If the Lord tarries, and you live that long, Daniel, your great-grandchildren are going to run up to you and say, Grandpa, how did the people learn their Bill of Rights before there was a refrigerator? Right?
That's a good question. How do they?
How do they learn their Bill of Rights before there was a refrigerator? Get it?
Yeah, they're not.
Well, no, but I mean before there was a refrigerator, because your grandchildren are going to grow up with a Bill of Rights on the refrigerator.
Yeah, that's right. They sure are. They're going to say, oh, yeah, the Bill of Rights, they come on every refrigerator. Every appliance in the house, it comes with a Bill of Rights.
Yeah.
That's right. What did they do before that, though? How did they do it before that? That's what they're going to want to know. Dang it. No. Anyway, I don't know. I hope they get things straightened out, but it sure isn't looking good, is it?
Well, I think... I'm hopeful in a lot of different ways. I mean, as negative as I'm talking, Uncle Kevin talks, I'm very hopeful about several things. I think Americans are waking up to the fraud. I think people who have discernment can see, wait a minute, this whole thing is a fraud. I mean, everything we're looking at is a fraud. I mean, or practically everything's a fraud. That's good news to me. And I think part of America is like, you're going to take down George Washington's statue. You're going to take down Tom. No, you're not. You are not taking down Thomas Jefferson's statue. You are not getting rid of the police in a six square block area of Seattle and this is not happening. You want to fight? Okay, I'm ready to fight.
Yeah.
I am ready to stand. I'm ready to get off the couch and do something.
Yep.
They ought to go in there and clean that out.
Do you think Trump should? That's a good question, Bob. We didn't even talk much about Seattle.
Absolutely. That's got nothing to do with race.
I know. What would you do? So how would you handle this?
Well, I'd send in the troops, and I'd get on a megaphone. I'd be locked and loaded. I'd get on a megaphone and say, you got 10 minutes to clear out of here and come out through these gates. We're come in shooting. Period.
I think that's reasonable. What you're saying, I think, is reasonable. I think it'll be spun as, you know, the most Nazi Hitler thing. That's how the media will spin it. But
who cares?
But you, you can't have people taking over sections of
a major city. Can't do it.
I mean, it's insane. They're saying this is our lake. You can't come in and out here anymore. I mean, this is crazy.
They're violating.
The police chief, remember the police chief said that she didn't know what it wasn't none of her fault. Wasn't her fault it happened. Wasn't none of her doing. You know what I mean? She couldn't do anything about it.
Well,
now you
well,
tell me she couldn't get 500 cops up there with weapons and do something.
Well, I think, see, this is where I'm trying to talk. I've been talking about these police so much. There are so many good police who are ready to do exactly what you just said. And so I don't want to ever be accused of discounting that or not recognize that because I do. There are tons of good police that would have done exactly what you just said. They would have been there and they would have stopped it. But the systematic, they don't work for you. They don't work for even their conscience most of the time in these major decisions. In these major decisions, they absolutely don't. They're told what to do and they don't work. It's a political position. And it's sad.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I know. Okay, one last thing.
Sure.
A friend of mine went up to the bank.
Yep.
And
to the bank.
Hang on, wait till a stupid train quits honking. he went up to the bank.
Yeah.
And he couldn't get into the automatic teller, all right?
Yeah.
So he had to go around to the front of the bank. Well, yep. It was locked, and the woman came to the door. And she told him, she says, if you don't have a mask, you can't come in. Now,
whoa.
There's nobody in there. There's nobody in there. And you can't, the door was locked. There's no one else in there but her and him coming in. And you tell me he couldn't keep a social distance from her without a mask.
Wow.
At any rate, I kind of got a chuckle out of it because a couple years ago, you go up there with that mask, you might get shot.
That's
you know?
Well, you got a good point. That's hilarious, isn't it? They won't let you in a bank with a mask.
Hey, we're stupid. You think the big shots and devil ain't up there laughing about us?
Yeah, I do.
Saying, see how stupid these people are? I'll see you guys later. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Bob. God bless you, buddy. Great call by Bob. Uncle Kevin doesn't have it. We don't have the splitter on it. We're on a different setup here. He didn't hear most of that call, but that was... Bob said his friend went to the bank. They wouldn't let him in the bank without a mask. He said 2 years ago, if he did
he'd be arrested.
Or shot.
Or shot. The guy would shoot you.
Beck, let's pump through some news before Daniel Esselin comes on. Harvard professor Charles Lieber indicted for secret work with Wuhan University.
Yeah, who didn't know that?
Yeah, that's interesting. Boy. Columbus statues toppled in Richmond, beheaded in Boston. They're getting rid of Christopher Columbus. Only, you know, talk about somebody who's done a lot for it. You know, at the height, no matter what you think about this, and I don't even like to get into this argument about this, it's because, especially with certain people, you'll never win this argument. But it's the height of ingratitude to do this to somebody like Christopher Columbus. No matter what you thought of him, no matter how flawed that, it's the height of ingratitude. Yeah. To do this to people, to George Washington. You know,
well, it's Mao's Cultural Revolution coming
what
here.
It is.
It's exactly. And he got rid of all statues. Anything history, he got rid of.
Social justice, ladies and gentlemen, I've told you this several times. It was used in Russia, China, and I think social equity was used in Nazi. These are terms that they use in Germany.
I heard some lady say it when she was picking through the rubble, say, it was back in 1945 after the war. She was picking through the stones for some food. And then somebody says, well, what do you think about Hitler? And, you know, now that your city is destroyed, he said Hitler was good in the beginning, and talking about social justice. That's what she said in, you know, 1945, you know, so they just regurgitated the
This is the philosophy. This is you break down the culture.
Yeah.
You get everybody equal, supposedly equal. That means you break down what the people have built and you take away from them. See, if you're going to have equal distribution of wealth and equal distribution of opportunities, then you just broke down the Bill of Rights. You just broke down the existing structure.
Architecture.
Yeah. We got another caller, Steve in Kansas, another person from Kansas. Steve in Kansas, what's on your mind, sir?
Hey, how you doing there?
Hey,
good
to talk to you.
You guys are all a breath of fresh air, man. I'm a patriot, red-blooded American, tried and true. But I got something else, something to say about the guy that was on the phone about the bank. We got a bank up here at home. You can't go in the door without them coming to unlock the door. And you got to have a mask to get into the bank. Well, I went up there. I'm going to cut it short. I went up there the other day, and I seen this picture on the door. And they had a picture on the door. George Washington had a mask on. So I got to go into the bank, and I told him. I said, look, I said, I don't know who sent that to you, but I said, that's a freaking disgrace. The father of our country wearing a mask, that's a bunch of crap. So, well, the Fed sent to him. I said, well, you need to take the thing down and send it back to him. That just literally made me mad, man.
Well, good for you. Good for you for saying. See, this is what we need. Steve, we need more. We need about a million of you. We got a million Steves. I think we got some here. Steve,
yes,
wait, everybody needs. Go ahead.
I didn't want to interrupt, but I listen to you every chance I get, brother. And like I said, you all are a breath of fresh air. You know, I just keep doing what you're doing because you enlighten me every time I hear you talking, brother. You and your Uncle Kevin both. You guys are true patriots, man.
That means a lot to me, and I know it means Uncle Kevin can hear you right now. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. It means a lot. What do you think is the most important thing right now, Steve, before you go? What is the most important thing? If you're speaking to a national audience here, what is the most important thing people need to do, know, feel, whatever?
What was the question now?
What do you think the most important thing for everybody listening that Americans need to do or think or feel or whatever? What is the most important thing right now?
I'm going to address the American people. Like I said, I'm a patriot. Everybody needs to get back to the roots. You got to get into the Constitution. You got to get into the Bill of Rights. You got to get into the Declaration of Independence. These were all God-given, inspired documents and rights. Do not
there you
let
go.
It slip
See you,
away.
Steve. Got to go. Perfect, Steve. That was amazing. God bless you, buddy.
Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.